Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
What's life's purpose? Pass on your best version to the next. And that means automatically two things. What means best version? No matter who, no matter how holy sometimes I look, I have my dark moments of the past. And I made mistakes in the past. You need to clean that. You need to clean your past. Because if there's any type of debris, any type of weight still lingering inside of our own life, you can't move on. You cannot move on in a clear and clean way. So ultimately, the way to self-mastery, the self-assessment, the self-observation, with what aim? To clean yourself.
There is no magic pill, no shortcut, no secret, no overnight success. The thing you're looking for, the body, the business, the life, they're all on the other side of the work. Showing up when you don't want to. Doing the thing over and over again when no one's watching. Risk, sacrifice, discipline. The magic pill is the work you've been avoiding.
What's the point of living if you're not willing to take a risk and have a crack at life and chase those dreams that you've always wanted to do? What is the actual point of just living a life where you're not even doing the things that you want? You're making your decisions based on what other people are going to think, what other people want you to do, or even worse, the safe bet. When we think about the challenge, the hardship, the uncertainty, that's the best part. You want easier life? Well, let's go through more shit. It's all part of this process. We're not rushing to our deathbeds. We're rushing to build character that we're proud of and the character that we can support people all around us. And I think the sooner I realize that the actual thing that matters is trying, I don't beat myself up as much.
Yeah.
Because I go, I'm actually fucking trying. And that's what matters.
You're not going to want to hear this, but I'm going to tell you this as a friend. You're not where you want to be yet because you haven't yet become the type of person who's capable of achieving it.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And the best advice I can give you is if I can do it, you can do it. No matter where you are, where you come from. Color doesn't matter, religion doesn't matter, where you grew up doesn't matter, circumstances don't matter. I'm telling you, if you'll make the promise of the future clear for yourself, the things you want, the places you want to go, the things you want to have, the person you want to become, the skills you want, the homes you want, the future you want, the friends you want, all of the values of life that you could possibly want. If you'll make that clear, make those lists, and be serious about it. I promise you it's an easy price to pay. Anybody can pay it.
Do everything that you feel, even if you are told that it's the wrong thing.
Most of you are your own biggest hater. Most of you sit there and you don't go because you're afraid to go because of what people might say. It's not what they actually said. It's what you're imagining in your brain, what people might say if you do this or if you do that. And guess what? That makes you your own biggest obstacle that you need to overcome to even go. So when people sit here and they don't go because they're afraid of the opinions of others, they're actually afraid of the made up opinions that they've made up. And that's pretty f***ed up if you really break that down.
We all have a voice here inside that it tells us all the time, it tells us the truth, and it tells us sometimes what we don't want to hear. You hear too much what the outside world said, you're going to be one of them very soon.
Doesn't matter what people think of you or say about you. Your focus should not be on what people are saying. Your focus should not be on people's opinions. Your focus should be on changing yourself. Your focus should be on having positive opinions about yourself. No matter what you do, no matter who you are, there are always going to be people that will try to tear you down. There's always going to be people that talk down on you. So the point of building a healthy self-image isn't to win people over. It's to win yourself over. Because remember, if there is no enemy within, the enemy outside can do us no harm.
Discipline your thoughts.
Stop seeking too much. Don't go into the past. Don't go into the future. Be in the present. Why? Because only then it's possible that the mind is free, the capacity is free, and now you completely immerse, improve whatever you are doing. And this means you have arrived. You have arrived.
That's it.
Life isn't fair. It shouldn't be fair. It's a trial ground. It's a testing ground. It's built to make us harder, to test us, to drive us. Mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from. When I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me.
At some point, you have to grow up and you have to be an adult. If your life is going to change, you are going to have to be the one to change it. You can't blame anyone else anymore. That blaming is now gone. Your life is where it is because you created your life to be where it is. It's no one else's fault but your own. If you want to keep playing the victim, you can go for it, but it's going to cost you the life that you want.
The most difficult roads lead to the most beautiful destination. And so although it's painful and confusing, we keep walking.
What's that thing for you? That thing you've been wanting to do for a while now? Have you died? No? Well, I'm just here with a friendly reminder that nobody will do it for you. If you're waiting for others to share the same convictions as you before you act on it, you'll be waiting for a very long time. Time that will render your desires to act on your dreams useless if you keep putting it off. Stop waiting on other people or the perfect conditions in order to start something. That passion you want to pursue, the longer you think about it without doing, the more you get used to an action. And the more you get used to an action, the easier it is for the dream you once had to slip out of your eyes. So sacrifice for what you want before what you want becomes a sacrifice.
How many Mondays have you told yourself that you were going to start? How many years have you made the same resolutions that you failed to keep? How many times have you had the conversation where you're saying, for real this time I mean it. No, seriously, I mean it. We're doing it this time. How many times have you told yourself that? My guess is a lot. What makes you think, haven't you told yourself this over and over and over again? You have to understand that if you are to make a change in your life, you have to develop the ability to adhere to a plan.
Resistance is that inner force that we all have, that when we go to do anything, particularly if it's meaningful, we have that voice inside our head that says, you're not good enough to do this. You can't do this. Resistance is that voice inside our head that tells us we're not good enough, do not proceed. Resistance will never be louder for you than when you're putting something out into the world. And to take that one step further, it will never be louder than when you're putting something out into the world that you really care about.
A clear horizon, nothing to worry about on your plate, only things that are creative and not destructive. Move forward, the road is clear ahead, and now you're going to create something. I think that's as happy as I would ever want to be.
Everything is going to be okay. What seems scary right now will make sense soon. You have the power to change, but it can't be changed from a place of fear. It has to be changed from a place of love and belief. So, don't be scared anymore.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Most people know what they need to do, but very few actually do it. We spend a lot of time trying to figure out how to get better and way less time actually doing the work. It all comes down to how much you want it. Most people know what they want, but very few people want it bad enough to actually do something about it. So on the days where you don't feel like showing up, are you the kind of person to push past and keep going, or are you the one looking for an excuse to take a break?
And the last thing I think about is, like, why not? Like, why not you? Like, why can't you achieve all the things that are in your heart and your mind? Why can't you, you know, break that generational curse? Why can't you get up and start taking those steps? You know what I mean? Why? Like, what's stopping me? And when you really get to the root of what's stopping you, the only thing that is truly stopping you is you, you know? And you have the power to take that stand and to put one foot in front of the other, take it day by day, step by step, and become the person that God made you to be.
You're not what your parents tell you you are. You're not what your friends tell you you are. In fact, you're not even what you tell yourself you are, because you don't even truly understand your limitless potential. So when you live in a situation where you're limited by the opinions and the insecurities and the projections of other people, what you're doing is you're limiting your potential and your growth for self-development. And the first part is understanding that you can become whoever you want to become.
A mystery to yourself. You don't know who you are. You have patterns of behavior and you're not even understanding that. You don't know why you're angry. You think you're angry because that person said something mean to you or did something wrong. But in fact, your anger probably stems from things from deep, deep within, from your childhood. And you're not reacting to that person, but to actually your parents and what they didn't give you. The origin of wisdom, according to the Greeks, was know thyself. And I believe that very firmly, that knowledge about who you are is an end in itself and will help you in so many ways become that human being that I think we all have the potential to become.
All the things that you aren't willing to give up for the dreams that you have, and that is what the person who will beat you is willing to give up.
You might slip and fall in the process of trying to achieve your goals, but you need to remember that it's all part of the journey.
You see, many people say they want to be great, but they're not willing to pay the price of greatness. Are you willing to do what most people are not willing to do? Are you willing to put in the work even on holidays? Are you willing to work to perfect your craft even on weekends? Are you willing to study and get better and grow even on the nights you're invited to those parties? Are you willing to pay the price of greatness? Are you willing to pay that entry fee, the cost at the door of what it takes to be great? You don't just stumble upon greatness. You pay the price day by day, moment by moment.
Winning didn't know my name. Winning doesn't know who the hell you are. You know? Winning keeps his hands in his pocket. It's going to keep his hands in his pockets. You know why? Because it doesn't want to point to anybody who isn't worthy. In order to see winning in all its glory, it wants to see you suffer. It wants to know what you're made of.
You stay in environments where people don't recognize the value of you, you will shrink your gift to the size of what they can stand. And that's what causes anxiety and depression and stress, because you have had to shrink into a form where people can tolerate you.
I don't wait for the perfect moment. Usually the perfect moment is now. The right time to tell somebody that you love them when you feel it, is right now. The right time to make that contact, right now. So I want to challenge you today. That call you need to make, make it now. That email you need to send, send it now. That chapter you need to write, that copy, that funnel, do it now. I love knocking things off the list because that creates momentum. And the more you do this, ironically, you will develop confidence in yourself to be able to attack things in the moment.
Not just about you.
It's not just about whatever you're going to get. It's about the example that you're setting for every single person around you. It's the example in your household. It's the example in your neighborhood. It's the example in your community. And if we all took that seriously, the world wouldn't look the way that it looks. You have an obligation to extract the potential that is within you. You are given gifts. You are given a purpose. You may not know what they are yet, but it is your duty to figure out what they are. It is your duty to become the best possible version of yourself.
And you figure out who you are and what you want to do, and you devote your life to it like a maniac, like you're all in on this thing, and you manifest, most of these people end up doing what they say they're going to do and being who they say they're going to become. It's real.
Okay, each and every day I'm just going to try to progress little by little. I'm going to try to take small steps each and every day. Understanding that every day is not going to be perfect. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm going to have days where I mess up, but that's okay because we're focused on the progress. We're not focused on trying to be perfect. And when you focus on the progress, that means even through mistakes, you're looking for the lessons and the ways that you can grow and progress through the mistakes.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The important thing is that you just keep climbing. Even when you do slide back, you're never at the bottom. Because you're always higher up than when you started.
Who determines when it's up for you?
When we say this cannot be accomplished, this cannot be done, then we are shortchanging ourselves.
And look, I'll be the first one to tell you, there were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. And I guarantee you, if I ask the question here, if everybody is excited to get out of bed every single day, if I saw a hand, I'm going to blatantly call you a liar. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end. It's going to make it so much easier. And I think if you look at the greats in anything that in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation.
You don't seem to understand. Your success is not a matter of chance. It is not a matter of if you're skilled enough or strong enough. Or even brave enough. Let me ask you a question. Where exactly do you think this vision you have for your future comes from? And not only that, but the desire to go and pursue this vision. Do you truly think that something so pure could just stumble its way into existence? I don't think you do. In fact, I know that you feel otherwise. This relationship that you have with this vision for a better you, a better life that fulfills you, is intimate. That raw feeling, nothing so pure, could ever be a total accident.
Every single morning when you wake up, you repeat to yourself, in every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. And every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. You have to consciously reprogram your subconscious mind to decode and deconstruct the self-limiting beliefs, the self-doubts, the ideas and the opinions of other people that have negatively impacted you and have held you down your whole life.
If not you, then who, bro? I'll tell you what your problem is, bro. You don't think highly enough of yourself. You don't really believe you're capable to do it. Well, there's a million other motherfuckers that wish they could have your spot, and yet you're taking yours for granted. I'll ask you again. If not you, then who? Nobody, bro. Nobody. Take care.
Every single great thing that's ever been created in the history of the world was created by a human being. And guess what you are? You are a human being, just like them. You have access to more information, to more skill set, to faster learning than anybody who has ever existed before you in the history of Earth. So what is it about you that makes you incapable compared to everybody else? And I'm going to give you the answer. The answer is nothing. The answer is the belief in your ability to achieve and become things that nobody you have ever seen in your own universe has done. And that is our limiting belief.
But the only way for you to continue to evolve and to really step into everything that is meant for you, you have to be willing to embrace the discomfort of something new. You have to. You have to be willing to embrace the discomfort of leaving what's known. But understand that those feelings and those emotions aren't because you can't do it. It's because you're stepping into something that is not the norm, and that is going to bring you feelings of discomfort. That's going to bring you sometimes frustration and a lack of clarity, right? And sometimes feelings of anxiety and like, I don't know. Trust it. All those emotions are just signs that you're stepping out of your comfort zone into something new that isn't known, and that is very uncomfortable. But it's a part of the process. It's a part of shifting into a more aligned, authentic version of yourself.
The human brain cannot comprehend the negative. It is incapable.
Can I tell the human brain not to do something, right? And so what happens is we very often reinforce things when we put things in the negative, right? I can't get a part. I can't do this. Versus, I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this. I'm going to keep doing this, right? It's the same thing for you. If you focus on the obstacles, all you will see is obstacles. If you focus on the path through the trees, all you will see is path through the trees. It's your choice how you choose to perceive your own career. It's literally perspective.
If you give your all every day, your gifts will make room for you. And it's like having a knowingness that things are going to be fine. And then there's the next level, which is you start to know who you are, and you're not trying to prove it to yourself or other people. It's the difference between what I would call push motivation and pull. Push is, I'm going to make this happen. And it takes tremendous willpower. And I know you have plenty of willpower. I do as well. But there's a limit to willpower. But there's no limit to pull. Pull is when there's something magnificent that you want to serve, something that you've got an obsession for. You don't lose that energy. You don't lose those components. And you're able to laugh and enjoy along the way.
The fear is never reaching your potential. That always falling short, always quitting before you're done, always procrastinating, always not doing the right thing. And then one day you're an old man and you look back and go, God, I could have been great.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life has a way of pulling you in every direction. We're told to fight, to push, to hustle for control over every detail, as if that's the only way to create the life we want. We cling to plans, to expectations, to the idea that if we just hold on tight enough, everything will go our way. But here's the truth. Life doesn't work like that. No matter how much you plan, no matter how hard you fight, there will always be things you can't control. And the more you resist, the harder life pushes back. What if, instead of fighting against life, you surrendered to it? Not in defeat, not in apathy, but in trust. Trust that even when things don't go the way you imagined, they can still go the way they're meant to. When you stop resisting, when you let go of the illusion of control, you find something unexpected. You find peace. You find clarity. You find freedom.
The illusion of control. We're taught to believe that control equals safety. That if we just plan hard enough, prepare long enough, and hold on tight enough, we can avoid pain, failure, uncertainty. But control is a myth. You can't control how other people act. You can't control what the world throws at you. You can't control the unexpected twists and turns that life will inevitably bring. What you can control is how you respond. Your mindset, your actions, your ability to adapt. When you stop trying to control the uncontrollable, you free yourself from the anxiety, the frustration, the constant battle against reality. You shift your focus to what really matters, your growth, your resilience, your ability to create meaning no matter the circumstances.
What does surrender really mean? Surrender doesn't mean giving up. It doesn't mean you stop trying, stop caring, or stop putting in the effort. Surrender means releasing your grip on what you can't control. It means letting go of the need for life to look a certain way, and trusting that even if it doesn't, you'll still be okay. It's about flowing with life, instead of fighting against it. About understanding that the storm you're in isn't trying to destroy you. It's trying to shape you. And when you stop resisting, you give yourself the chance to grow.
Resistance is exhausting. It's the mental battle we fight every time life doesn't go the way we planned. It's the frustration, the anger, the endless cycle of, why is this happening to me? Letting go of resistance doesn't mean you stop caring. It means you stop wasting energy on things you can't change. It means accepting what is, so you can focus on what you can do next. Ask yourself, what am I holding on to that's keeping me stuck? What would happen if I let it go? One of the hardest things to do is to fully accept where you are right now, especially if it's not where you want to be. But acceptance isn't about settling. It's about recognizing the reality of your situation so you can move forward with clarity and purpose. When you accept the present moment, you stop fighting against reality. You stop wishing things were different and start working with what you have. And in that acceptance, you find the freedom to take meaningful action.
Surrender isn't about passivity. It's about focusing your energy where it matters. You can't control what happens to you, but you can control how you respond. You can choose to grow, to adapt, to create something beautiful out of the chaos. Instead of wasting energy on what's out of your hands, ask yourself, what's one thing I can do right now to move forward? Even the smallest step can create momentum. Life doesn't always make sense in the moment. Sometimes it feels unfair. Sometimes it feels chaotic. But when you look back, you realize that the things that felt like detours were actually leading you to where you were meant to be. Trusting the process doesn't mean you won't face challenges. It doesn't mean everything will go smoothly. It means believing that no matter what happens, you'll find a way to grow, to learn, to create meaning from it. It means trusting yourself, your strength, your resilience, your ability to adapt.
When you stop trying to control everything, you find peace. Not because life gets easier, but because you're no longer wasting energy on battles you can't win. Letting go is freeing. It allows you to stop carrying the weight of things you were never meant to hold. It allows you to redirect your energy toward what truly matters, your growth, your purpose, your ability to live fully in the moment. Here's the paradox. The moment you let go of control, you gain it. Not control over life, but control over yourself. Control over your mindset, your emotions, your ability to move forward no matter what. Surrender doesn't mean giving up your power. It means taking it back. It means choosing to live fully, even in the face of uncertainty. It means finding freedom, not in controlling life, but in trusting it. The tighter you hold on, the more life slips through your fingers. But when you let go, when you stop fighting, stop resisting, stop trying to control the uncontrollable, you give yourself the chance to truly live. You find freedom in surrender. So, take a deep breath. Release the weight you've been carrying. Trust yourself. Trust the process. And watch as the world opens up in ways you never imagined. Let go and live.
It is Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
How is it going to feel when your dreams become a reality? Go there. You go there. Whatever it is.
Like, you have an opportunity to write the story you want to have. You can write any story that you want. You just have to start writing it. If you want to have an asymmetric life, do hard things, do your thing, do it for decades, and write your story.
Spent so much of my life terrified what I was going to become, whether I was going to be right here, right now. God, how much time did I waste afraid I wasn't going to be right here, right now? If I could change, the only thing I'd change about my whole life would be fearing less that I wouldn't get right here, the place that I was going anyway. I wouldn't change all the mistakes and mishaps, I needed those, but all the constant worry that I wasn't going to make it, that took me out of enjoying the moment. It took me out of enjoying these experiences, smiling or eating my lunch or doing whatever I was doing. Know your mission, have faith you're going to get there. Wherever you go, it's going to be all right. Just find ways to get out of your head.
Love everything that happens to you as a way of learning and as a way of toughening yourself. Life involves pain. Life involves loss. The people that you know are going to die. You're going to get ill. You're going to have terrible things happen to you. People are going to screw you. Bad things are going to happen. That is life. That's what life is about. That's what any animals had to deal with. That's what you have to deal with. If you complain and you wish things were otherwise, that means that you don't love life. You don't like life. You don't accept it. Be the opposite. Accept everything that happens and find a way to love it and see the purpose behind it.
If life was nothing but green lights and we didn't have yellows and reds, things that make us pause, hardships, crises, times for introspection, then what the hell would it all be for? We need the yellows and the reds. That's how we evolve. That's how hopefully there's some ascension to our being.
There is always another mountain to climb. The game never ends, and as you keep playing, you realize that there are so many more levels than you thought. And the beauty of the game is not the things that the game gives you. The beauty of the game is the fact that you get to wake up every single day and keep playing.
The way to live a life full of peace and happiness is by letting your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. From this moment forward, you can make decisions based off of hope. No more lack mindset. Good things are coming to you.
Every day is a new shot for you to change your life. Every day is a new shot for you to reinvent yourself. If you understand the power that when the sun comes up, it's a new opportunity for you to live your life, a new life of purpose, a new life of achievements, and a new life of success, you wake up with intention. Stop waking up like an accident. Start waking up with purpose and understand that nobody is coming to save you.
The next year is going to go by whether you're doing something about your life or not.
And then you have to be brave enough to pounce. Say, this is my moment. You can't be afraid to lose. You can't be in the moment worrying about what's gonna happen. You have to just be like blinders on, just running as hard as you can. And you have to believe that could be you. And it's really who can control the controllables the most in the moment.
And understand that things come and go, emotions come and go. The important thing is to accept them all, to embrace them all, and then you can choose to do with them what you want.
You see, most people, they want to go through life. I want to grow through life. And there's a world of difference. If you go through life, you're into the calendar and you're into birthdays. And if you grow through life, you're into how am I growing and what am I learning and am I getting better, because the next level of life always requires a better you.
I think the greatest of people that have ever been in society, they were never versions of someone else.
They were themselves. You don't think about Michael Jordan, the basketball player, and say, oh, he was just like this other player. No. I think the greatest of people in society carved niches that represented the unique expression of their combinations of talents.
And look, I'll be the first one to tell you, there were a lot of days where I did not want to get out of bed. But if you have those little small goals, those little small things that get you excited when you don't want to, it's going to make it even better and even easier at the end. If you look at the greats in anything, in any walk of life, the greats do things when they don't always want to. And that's the separation. For me, that's what I've found.
Nothing is harder than taking responsibility of your life, but you have to do it. You have to find the courage to chase after your dreams. You have to build the life you envision. You have to quiet the voices in your head that tell you you'll never be good enough. And you have to ignore the ones that say you'll fail. Because taking responsibility of your life isn't an answer, it's a journey. It's a door that once opened, you can't close.
They start to fall apart, it means that there's something else trying to emerge, which feels like your world is falling apart, either emotionally or mentally, and sometimes even physically. Things may shake and shift because it's been held together by your previous perception. It's a part of the letting go. It's a part of what has to happen. So we build our world based on our perception. So when that perception changes, our will changes. Things you thought brought you happiness before, you realize, oh, that was just something I was doing to fill in my imaginary hole. That I really don't have an imaginary hole. I'm really full, but I didn't think I was. That particular breakdown that is actually providing a breakthrough.
If a new day starts in the dark, where does your new beginning start? We all have demons. Acknowledge your demons. Figure out how to use them. Make them your allies. They're a part. They're not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere.
He who says he can and he who says he can't are both usually right. The first step before anybody else in the world believes it is you have to believe it. There's no reason to have a plan B because it distracts from plan A.
You ain't never gave 100%. In order to knock on the door 100 times, you're going to have to get 120. Get up out of here. You can't do this. And you're going to have to fight and fight and fight and fight. And most of you won't be successful, not because you can't do it, but you can't outlast your old you long enough to get to your new.
I don't know how far you can go, but I know that you can go farther than you have gone so far. The only guarantee that tomorrow is going to be better than today is that you're growing today. That's the only guarantee. And so what I know is every one of you can go farther than you've gone. You can do more than you've done. You can be more than you've ever been. This is what I know. And that's why I'm here. The only reason I'm here is because of your potential. It's the potential question. How far can you go?
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Motivation is garbage. It's not there when you really need it. We are not motivated to do things that scare us. We are not motivated to step into the game. We are not motivated when it comes to doing things that feel a little scary, that feel like they might challenge us, that feel like we might not be good enough. Because guess what? There is greatness in you. Even when you don't feel like it, there is greatness for you to tap into. There is greatness that you can apply to this situation. So how the heck do you summon it? Just do it.
push through the hesitation, because the power is in the action. Self-motivation means you understand what you need to do, why you need to do it, and you force yourself through the hesitation to do the thing you don't feel like doing.
If you can endure embarrassment for 1 month, you can change your entire life. Most people are just willing to live their entire life being just safe and comfortable in what I'm currently doing and what I know how to do, and I'm not going to endure embarrassment. But when you look at any of the most successful people in the world, they actively seek out embarrassment. People that are achieving extraordinary things in the world are completely lit up by feeling like a beginner. But you know that if I do this every single day for the next month, I'm gonna be bad at it. And then if I do that again for another month, now I'm gonna be okay at it. And then I do it again, now I'm gonna be proficient at it. And all of a sudden, you put that together in a year, you might be in the top 5% at the end of a year. You need to like take that leap to say, okay, I'm just gonna trust it. And that's the scariest leap, that first one.
Just think about where you will end up if you continue on your current path. As I said, to do this, take some time to reflect on your current situation and your current choices and behaviors. Now, write down on a piece of paper where you're going to end up in 5 years if you keep doing the things that you're doing right now. I want you to develop a negative vision of your future. That is, a page describing in detail what's going to happen with your life in 5 years if you keep going down the path that you're currently going down. And then I want you to ask yourself, do you want to be in such a place in 5 years? And that is going to be your negative vision of your future. Because now you know exactly where life is going to take you if you don't change your current trajectory. And you got to understand that you either take action to change that future now, or that is exactly where you're going to end up at. And the only way to achieve success is to take extreme responsibility over your life situation, the actions you take, and where you end up as a result of such actions.
Here's my advice to you today. Walk away from the 97%. Don't talk like they talk. Don't act like they act. Don't go where they go. Don't specialize in what they specialize in. Throw away the blame list they cling to. Start you a new life. Start with the simplest of disciplines. And don't bemean any of these disciplines. The smallest of disciplines starts the process of life change. And if you'll invest in this thing called discipline, you can have whatever you wish. It's called the beginning of the mirror. I do happen to believe that human beings are more than just an advanced life form. An advanced species of the animal kingdom. I do believe humans are a special creation. If you do believe in spirituality in any manner, here's my best advice. Study it and practice it. Do not neglect your values. Do not neglect your virtue.
One of the biggest excuses we make for ourselves is that it's not that simple. But nobody wants to hear that. Our minds are drawn to these fancy and complicated solutions. But more often than not, complexity doesn't work. It doesn't last because it kills consistent action. It's easy to hide behind complex solutions and avoid what really matters, which is simply just showing up and doing the work. Don't overthink it.
Everything that you have gone through has led you here today. If you could just take a second, could you just not think of where you were 12 months ago? Where you were 48 months ago? And to think of everything that you went through that didn't keep you down, and you are here. Look how far you've come.
Also know that if you don't do the hard thing, the thing that you don't want to do, that you don't feel like doing, you know if you don't do it, you're going to feel inferior. You know you're going to feel that bad feeling, that horrible feeling. You know that feeling too. You know it. You know it's true. Those are the two outcomes. One will cause you some short-term gratification. You'll get to sleep a little bit more. You won't have to put out during a workout. You don't have to do this tedious task. You'll get some short-term gratification, but the long-term regret will be strong.
If you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it.
Hold up.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.